I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A measure to put more money into the development of broadband in rural parts of Colorado has initially passed the House. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The bipartisan measure would set aside money from a fund that is currently used to pay to build phone lines in hard-to-serve areas. It's a surcharge people pay on their phone bills. Democratic Representative Barbara McLaughlin of Durango supports the bill.
We need to make sure that rural Colorado gets into the 21st century, and to do that, you need broadband. I can drive around many parts of my district, and there is absolutely nothing in there. We can drive for hours and have no broadband.
Senate Bill 2 is a top priority bill for lawmakers in both parties. Currently, large swaths of rural Colorado don't have high-speed internet. The governor has said it's critical for public safety, schools, and businesses. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The severity of drought in Colorado is getting worse. While the portion of the state without any sort of dry conditions is the same as last week, the percentage of the state facing extreme drought has increased about 4%, mostly in southeastern Colorado. The Four Corners area continues to see extreme drought conditions as well. Most of the state facing its dry conditions falls in the moderate to severe drought categories. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.